Be close. Almost.
Woohoo! I think that was Alicia trying to like,
hi,
sorry. Jump us off.
We were just giving instructions on the microphone.
Welcome everybody to Women of Vision show here at KCNR. How's everybody feeling today?
Good.
Yeah?
Yes, good.
As usual, I'm in the room with Alicia Prater and Maurice Brown here. And today we have Sarah Chapin with us.
We have
I'm back, y'all.
Back. You're back.
I'm back.
We miss you. Although, we miss you too. 2 weeks seem like a long time, but it's not at the same
time. I know. Yeah. Well, you were missed.
Well, I'm glad.
2 weeks, whatever, you were missed.
Yeah, how do you like our little, like, weather all of a sudden shifting?
I literally came back and I was like, oh my God, it's fall.
Could it be fall?
It was actually cold in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, 10 days, such a big difference.
I slept with my socks on last night. Yo, that's something. I have not slept with socks on in like a year.
Okay, and I have not done that yet.
Oh, girl, need some socks. It's cold now. I love it. But then I don't like that it's warm during the day. You don't.
Yeah,
it's we'll get over that eventually. Still.
Yeah. Yeah, eventually. Eventually we'll get there. Yeah.
So, yeah, there, the ramble.
Yeah, there's the ramble. But we need to introduce our very lovely guest.
Yes.
Yes. Maurice, take it away.
Her name is Kelsey Sirt, you guys. Let me just read a quick bio of hers because I did not know that this woman had so much accolades. She's my friend. I know. I met her through the ladies that lit from within, and it just big. Kind of become organic, so aww. It's kind of cool. And she also, as a lady boss, started her own business, and it's been a journey. So I'd like to get to know her more. This is actually the day I get to know her.
Yay.
Although we've already seen each other in so many events. So. Anyway, Kelsey is an esthetician. I can't say that
it
word.
It's so hard to say. Esthetician.
Oh, the seashell already sounds so good doing it. is skincare coach and blogger with a passion for beauty, skincare, and the science behind it all. Kelsey has been featured by various skincare companies such as Lightstem, and I can't say the other word, the other name, but
Oh, that is actually a huge skincare production. You know, in Vegas where they have those skincare shows,
yeah.
Where they have all of those skincare brands, and
the conventions.
Yes,
yeah.
It's the conventions that they have in Florida and LA, and so it's just an abbreviation.
Abbreviation, yes. Okay, sweet. And Truth Treatments and Obagi Medical, to name a few. Kelsey believes that skincare is more than just skin deep, and she applies her lifelong passion of aesthetics towards transforming her client's skin from inside out so they look and feel their best. Kelsey specializes in medical-grade skincare and services, testing beauty products from all over the world and discovering which skincare products are clinically proven to be effective. Kelsey was inspired to create the Modern Esthetician 3 years ago, where she provides professional opinions on what's paramount in skincare and also helps results-driven estheticians get a foot in the door and build their dream career. But before we talk about skincare and all that good stuff,
yeah.
Kelsey, I don't actually know your background, so how did you end up in Reading and yeah.
Yes. Well, first I want to say thank you for having me on this show. You guys are doing such a wonderful thing for women. I love it. So I became an esthetician when I was 21, and I grew up here in Reading, but I've lived in San Francisco and Oregon and Sacramento, but Reading was always home. And I went to school knowing that I wanted to work for a dermatologist. And so I went to school and hustled to work for the best dermatologist in town. And she mentored me for 10 years.
Oh.
So that's where I got my education, really, truly from her. She's been amazing.
Here in Reading?
Yeah, here in Reading.
Oh, that's cool.
Yes.
So you worked for a dermatologist first.
I did.
And you were doing that for 10 years?
For 10 years. Yeah,
oh, wow.
She mentored me. I did one thing. I was a product rep for Dr. Crawford in town.
Mm-hmm.
Who has a Korean skincare line where I got to travel the U.S. for a short period. But I went back to my original job because the travel with little kids, I have three littles. And so that was a lot, but it was an amazing experience for sure.
What are the ages of your babies?
Oh my gosh. So 3, 8, and my bonus son is 12. He's almost 13, a teenager.
Aww.
He's the sweetest.
Is he starting to snap yet? I know my 12-year-old does.
Oh, yeah. They go into
really?
A tunnel. I call it the tunnel.
Is it a tunnel?
It's a tunnel, yeah. So I think teenage boys, like, go into a tunnel, and they just kind of get dark and cranky and...
Go within.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, withdrawal.
They do. They do. It's a tunnel. And then, yeah, I went through it with my son, and then he came out the other end, and he's glorious. But
what age was that?
Well, I want to say he went really dark into that tunnel. Oh, God,
oh,
Dylan, I hope you're not listening.
Oh, gosh.
I want to say it was, like, around 12 that he started to get a little... and then 14, I was like, oh, damn, this is a lot. And then he kind of actually bounced out of it, I want to say, like, around 16. And he's almost 19 now. So, I don't know. Everybody's different. But,
yeah.
But, you know, yeah, I think with boys sometimes, as a woman anyway, you think boys are like, oh, they're not the hormonal. They're not the emotional.
Yep.
They're not the... Yeah, no, they are.
Yeah,
well, that's
they are.
Nothing compared to the horror stories that I've heard for little girls, and their mothers.
Yes.
So I'm like, I can handle
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'll
be
okay.
Fine. You'll be fine.
We can get through it.
You'll be fine.
He's a sweetheart.
Yeah,
I have met him. He is very sweet.
He's
all
very
your kids
kind
are.
To his little sisters, and so.
Oh, see, that right there
truly.
Is huge.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to ask him. He says, do you want anything done? Do you want the dishes done? I'm like...
Oh,
but
my God.
That's amazing.
It makes me feel like I don't want to say yes because you're so sweet. But yes, please.
Go unload the dishwasher.
Yes, thank you.
I love you.
Totally.
That is so awesome.
So it's like having kids like that, you know, that's impacted your work a little bit, so you have to make a little bit of shifts.
Absolutely, because that's truly my first priority. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit because I wanted to work for myself to have a family. Like, ultimately, that is my main goal. Like, I love having a family, and I love my home. That is my number one. So I think they are the reason why I do what I do, truly. Even before they were here, I knew I wanted to be a mother, and that's what I wanted to do in life.
Yeah.
Have that freedom.
Yeah, I'd love to know, like, your transition from, you know, from work into what you're doing now.
Yeah.
Maybe our next segment, because time goes by so fast.
Yes.
But so when you were going to school was that for dermatology or?
No, it's actually beauty school. A lot of people didn't really go to school to be an esthetician. It was more of a cosmetologist. Everyone did that. And so it was something that I was never interested in the hair part. I really wanted to help people heal their skin. And I knew I didn't want to just do relaxing facials. I wanted to create results for people.
Mm-hmm.
And school only teaches you so much. And so going to school, the intention was to work for a dermatologist, to get that training from a skin doctor, to get the knowledge that it takes and to be able to work with products and services that actually create results for people instead of it just being a pampering session,
sure.
Which it can
be.
It is
I
a part
that.
Of that.
Sure.
But as an esthetician working for a dermatologist, you can work with much stronger, more effective products.
Mm-hmm.
And then not alone, let alone her experience mentoring you every single day.
Yeah.
And she saw something in me. I started from the bottom as an esthetician, and then I worked up to eventually running the practice and becoming the manager of it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you guys still friends to this day?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She's a big part of my life.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're coming on our first commercial break. And we'll get to know more about your transition because you're not with her anymore.
No, I'm on my own.
You're on your own.
COVID.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, let's find out
lots
about
to
that.
Dive in there.
Yeah. Just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors of the show. Ladies, thank you so much for continually supporting us. Linda Lingo with Financial Coach. Linda inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in their finances. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to attorneys of the state as well as identity theft protection and monitoring for personal use and for your business. Jesse Baldwin, Certified Health Coach. Free health coaching services, 530-355-5929. Bargain Books and More, located at 836 Butte Street. She's open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 p.m. And to Everbloom Skincare, 660A Azalea Avenue. Results-driven facials. Excuse me, Natural Acne Clinic, botanical-based non-toxic skincare. And to Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living. And actually, before we go off, because I might forget to announce this, we are doing our Small Business Saturday on November 28th. And just 9 locations, mm-hmm. right, Sarah? Sarah's helping nine. With the project. Super excited, you guys. We'll have, like, a landing page up soon to have more details. But this is our 4th annual, and I think half of the locations are still the same participating businesses, so super stoked. I'm so excited. And I'm so grateful, too, for everybody that's helping. So anyway, we'll be right back here at Women of Vision Show at KCNR 96.5 FM.
Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
KCNR 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR at 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to the Women of Vision show on KCNR 96.5 FM. We are here tonight talking with Kelsey Sirt, who has been telling us a little bit about her journey working in the, Kelsey, how would you describe it? In sort of the medical
esthetician world, yes. Medical aesthetics world, medi spas.
Love it. Okay. Yes. So before we went to break, you were talking to us about your your experience in education and the work that you did and traveling, and how important working with a mentor was to you and for you. But now you have graduated on to having your own business. And you mentioned that you did that this year. You opened up your own business in 2020.
I actually went on my own in 2020, but okay. I first started about 3 years ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I went to the top of the medical spa and really was running it and was very successful, but I always feel like I need to grow and learn, and there's something in me that just doesn't go away. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys have it too, but it's just that voice that, you know, you have so much more to give to the world. And so there was no one out there in the world to help mentor me in the world of medical aesthetics. And I knew that's where I wanted to be. And so I wanted to give that mentorship to other people.
Okay.
So I created a YouTube channel, The Modern Esthetician, and I did no advertising on it. There was literally my first video I did. I had my baby at home. I had my friend watching her, and I just did a quick video, and it just kind of blew up because there was nothing like it.
What was it that you
It was mentorship on what it means to be a medical esthetician.
Okay.
And what it means to, and how to do it, and how to become that yourself. And it was just,
and it just took off
huge.
So clearly there was an audience. Clearly there were people
out there.
Yeah, it was a
niche, though.
Yes.
That's the secret.
Yeah,
you have to get into something that is a niche because we all want to do so much.
Of course,
you know.
Of course, yeah.
And I have so much in me, but really, I niched out into what I wanted when I first started, and people really, really loved that
and
connected. And I still get emails literally every day from that first video that I did.
Oh my God! And how long ago did you do that first
video? 3 years.
3 years ago.
And it was so janky.
Did I
look
you up right now?
And it was,
so
but it was
cool.
It was very. It's not for everyone to watch. It's more for people who are interested in this industry
and understand.
You know what I mean?
It.
And understand and want to be in this industry. Who want that mentorship?
Sure.
And that's kind of what I love too. That's what makes it so special for me.
So it sounds like through that outlet, you're able to mentor then people really all over the world. I mean, you can connect with anyone anywhere.
Yes.
So that's got to be really special for you and exciting.
I turned all of that knowledge that I gained through, you know, trial and error and just having a passion for it into a digital course for other estheticians who are looking to be an esthetician in the medical industry. And that's also been very, very successful.
That's so cool. Yes. So really quickly, can we talk about what it is to be a sort of quote unquote medical esthetician versus someone, I don't want to use the word like regular or...
Well, it's changing now.
So
when we first started, estheticians really could only do so much.
Mm-hmm.
It was more pampering. And yes, you're getting a lot of benefit from the product that you're putting on and the massage. There's a lot of benefit. But now skincare is changing. And so estheticians can have much more of an impact without having to work for a dermatologist.
Okay.
But beauty school only teaches you so much. Mm-hmm. And I feel as an esthetician, it's very, very important to get that knowledge. It's almost like getting your master's degree when you work under a doctor.
Sure.
Because you get all of their knowledge to be able to handle when things go wrong, how to create results for people, and working with results-driven skincare. You don't have to have it, but it is, I mean, you're getting paid for this continued education.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's very, very, very valuable that you don't have to work for a doctor or a plastic surgeon forever, but getting that training is, oh my gosh, you can't get it.
Invaluable.
You can't buy it. You cannot buy it.
Right. You have to be in it. You
got
to be like in it, absorbing it, really being in the thick of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you can take that knowledge, take that confidence, and take that education and go out on your own and be so much more confident and successful in creating results for people.
Yeah.
But we all niche. As an esthetician, you can do so many different things.
Sure.
So if you are passionate about skincare and products, I recommend working under or at a dermatology office to get that, you know, continued education to then take that on your own.
Right, right.
Eventually.
Yeah.
If you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking offline earlier. I like, it's like we were saying, like some people do it for pampering.
Yes.
Or you want results driven. And for me, like, I don't know, personally, I don't have time for pampering. Oh. Or that's not the type of pampering I like.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't mind massages because that does bring results to my body.
Absolutely.
But I do like that idea of results-driven skincare.
I do want to say, though, when I first started, there wasn't a lot of education and products out there for estheticians, but now there is.
Yeah.
And so there are really amazing results-driven skincare companies and trainings for estheticians. And you don't, so there are estheticians in town that are very amazing and do create results.
Sure.
Because there's much more training now.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
It's just a bonus if you're starting out in this industry.
Mm-hmm. How would you say that your product line that you use in your general services differentiate you from, again, from another esthetician,
mm-hmm.
from
yes.
someone that you would go maybe to if you just wanted a facial and just like we were saying earlier, more of a pampering experience. It sounds to me like you encompass the pampering experience with the tools that are going to help your skin heal itself.
Yes.
So like, describe your services versus.
Now that I'm when I did work there, you're under the doctor's insurance and pretty much her she's your mentor. So you're
yeah.
able to do many more things than the State Board of Cosmetology
will allow you
on your own.
Got it.
So you get to do much more different things. You get to assist in laser treatments. You get to know mm-hmm. how to care for the skin after really aggressive skin treatments.
Mm-hmm.
You get to know how to care for the skin for, you know, so many different skin conditions and really be able to recommend results-driven skincare.
Mm-hmm.
That was really my cup of tea. Like, I loved the product room, and I built that thing up so big because I was so passionate because I believed in these products that had clinical studies, and the science that is out there today is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I built customized skincare regimens for people. And so you just get this, you know, wealth of knowledge. But again, estheticians that are out on their own, there is more education where their skincare does create results without
mm-hmm.
having to work for a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just get to do, you know, like dermaplaning and different things, assisting in the big time lasers. And you get to know skin on a whole new
level. And are you able to do that now? So now that you've branched out on your own, is that something that you're doing currently with your clients?
No. So I have always been very drawn to the business side
mm-hmm.
of aesthetics.
Sure.
I got into it for the skin.
Sure.
And then I developed more of the business, the marketing, the growth. I love building a team of women who have a mission and have a passion and want to help clients' skin succeed. And I love growth and I love numbers and I love goals.
Yeah.
And so I truly now, as I'm older, love helping other estheticians in that department because
mm-hmm.
that's not necessarily something that comes so easy for them.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be in the treatment room.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so I want to help them grow and create results for them business-wise.
Yeah.
But I've been there. I've done it. And
yeah.
so now I get to, you know, do more of that part.
So more of like a business mentor.
That's more what I love.
Yeah, that's more in your...
That's my sweet spot.
Yeah. Oh, I love that,
yeah.
though. I love that. Seeing other people
mm-hmm.
take
succeed.
That same passion and succeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
business doesn't always come easy for a lot of
no.
people, entrepreneurship.
And they don't love it, you know?
Yeah,
that's not
right.
their passion, it's
well,
hard.
And that's the thing sometimes, right, is that you're passionate about the thing that you do, the,
mm-hmm.
the
yes.
product that you create or the service that you provide, but knowing how to then successfully turn that into a
business.
That's
the marketing.
Yeah, the marketing yeah. and the all of those things.
Image,
the networking.
The branding.
I mean,
branding.
All of that. And then all of the tedious, the paperwork
and
the things
like that.
It's
constantly growing.
It's
changing, evolving.
It's like a living thing, I think. Running a business is like a living, breathing thing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Yeah.
Because we're about to have another commercial
break.
I want to say, everyone, she looks like a Disney princess, and
oh,
she's amazing.
You're so sweet. Thank you.
But yes, sponsor unicorn here. Our first sponsor is Michelle Lane of Michelle Lane Coaching. Michelle is a transformational facilitator of Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women and a results-driven life coach, helping you get to the root of what's holding you back from the life you desire the most. Then we have Ash and Jazz from Loop From Within. They are at 2449 Athens Avenue. Organic spray tanning, infrared sauna, light therapy, natural teeth whitening, yoga, meditation, dance, Pilates, kids yoga, and kids dance. We also have Bev Gray of Zervita. She offers the most delicious and nutritious drink called Zeal. Not only is it nutritious, but it also gives you energy, vibrancy, and boosts your immune system. And yeah, thank you guys so much. We appreciate all of you, and this would not be possible without you.
We will be right back. Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce believes that the health of business is the most important factor in a strong, vibrant community. This is Jake Mangus, Chamber President and CEO. We work closely with local elected officials to ensure their policy decisions take into account the business perspective. That's why the Chamber puts its name behind candidates representing our community that best exemplify what our members care about. I'm pleased to announce the Chamber's local ticket for the upcoming election. The Chamber's Board of Directors gives its full endorsement to Assemblywoman Megan Dolly for re-election in California's 1st Assembly District. At the county level, the Chamber supports Supervisor Steve Morgan for re-election in District 4. And in the City of Reading, the Chamber supports Mayor Adam McElvain and former Mayor Julie Winter for City Council. Say it with me, Dolly, Morgan, McElvain, Winter. Help us re-elect this slate of business-friendly candidates by casting your ballot this fall.
This ad was not authorized by a candidate or a committee controlling the candidate, paid for by the Reading Chamber Political Action Committee.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Hi, all. Welcome back to Women of Vision show at KCNR 96.5 FM. We are here with Kelsey Shirt.
I can't say your last name. I'm so
Shirt. It's like assertive and gorgeous.
Yes. Thank
and we'll
you.
Tell you how to live your life. Yes. I'm going to let Alicia take it from here.
Okay. So before we went to break, we were talking about how you have transitioned from being, you know, sort of in the thick of the world of aesthetics and building product, working with different product lines and working under a mentor. And now you are working as a mentor yourself. And so I wanted to talk about the mentor program that you are focusing your time on and just kind of get a feel for any other, you know, people who are looking to get into the world of or becoming an esthetician. You know, maybe they would like to start watching you and learning from you. So, so tell me about your program and how would someone find you? Do you have a physical address? Is everything online? Can you tell us a little bit about the program that you are now setting up?
Yes. Through COVID, I mean, I have a lot of freedom. I've been working from home. I have been working and mentoring people for this last 3 years, really, but I decided to turn it into a program. All of the questions that women would ask me, and some men would ask me on my YouTube channel and on my Instagram, because I just give such value and free content, you know, because it was never my intention to make this a business. It was really just to help educate people and help inspire people, because there was not a lot of people out there. And so all of the questions that I have received, I turn that into a course and answered them and helped them in that way, because they may seem so simple to me, but really they don't know where to start, or they don't know what school to go to, or once they're graduated, how do you, what are the interview questions that they're going to ask you, or what are the different educations that, that you need to be considered to start working, and just turned all of those questions that they had, instead of answering individually, which can take up so much time. And I wasn't able to get to all of them too. And it was kind of like eating at me. So it was like, turn all of that into a module, a course that gives live, or there are videos and modules and different trainings and education. I took all of my experience and put it into one course for people to help them.
And how long is the course?
It is 4 modules with 3 bonuses that kind of go more into depth on Instagram and how to build a brand and how to build that educational platform for people to connect to you and find you.
Do you also get like people come to you, they're fresh out of school, but they don't know how to take the next step?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Most of mine are a lot of people who said, wow, I didn't even realize that this was an opportunity of a career that I could do, but you were the one that inspired me to go to school. I actually have a podcast that I'm doing on Thursday from someone who does podcasts for estheticians, celebrity estheticians, and she said I was the one that actually inspired her to be an esthetician.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
And I follow her on YouTube, and I always thought that she felt like very familiar, and I was the one, I guess, that really motivated her. Inspired her to do it. They do the work, but it's just really inspiring to see that you've even affected or inspired one person.
Yeah, that you had an impact.
Yeah. Where did she see you? On YouTube or Instagram?
My YouTube.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that? Yeah. So you had your YouTube first before your Instagram.
Yes.
I know, I just looked you up on Instagram, like modern day. And she has like 15,000 followers, and she gives like really valuable post out there.
It's not fancy. It's just more valuable.
Yeah. Hey, it's got to be more real. I like those type of.
I do too. That's what I've always been drawn to. I don't like the intros and the fancy glitzy.
Oh, that's
talking 5 minutes before you get to it. It's just tell me.
Just tell me
I feel like authenticity really brings you to the forefront, because there's so much. We're
that
so oversaturated with information.
And perfectness. And glamour.
And filters and lighting and this and that. You think that is so unrealistic and so frustrating to try
kind of going
and
away, too.
I know, and I love that. I love that we're actually seeing people who are, like, truly just showing themselves and
showing up.
Those are the people that are memorable to me, because, I mean, everyone can, like, give you a business card and ask you to follow, but, like, the people that stick with you, the people are like, this is me. Just me.
Just me.
Here I am.
Yes.
In all my glory.
Here I am.
Talking about your mentor program, is it something that, do you have like sessions that people sign up for, like a 6-week session? You talked about the modules. So is it something that anyone could sign up for at any time?
At any time.
So anyone could sign up for it any time and they get that information.
Yes. Okay. And then I spend most of my time just giving free content and like posting and giving inspiring, you know, content for people and how to's. And really, I think that's how people find you. Instagram is not about sales. It's about education and inspiration.
And
you know, a little bit of mystery, and let them come to you, you know, and be like, hey, yes, I do. I will answer your question. But if you want to get more into it, this is something that could help you more if you're interested, if you're interested. Feel led.
Yes. Right.
You know.
Right. Right.
So it's been very effective for me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. So
very fun.
We had so many things that we were talking about during commercial, but like, oh, my God, we've got to ask her this. I want to know more about. So Sarah?
So I always wanted to ask this question because I am a big traveler and I love skincare around the world. So I'm like, is there like a country that you like stuff from their stuff, or is there like a product you like or anything like that?
Oh, girl. Well, I am very drawn to medical grade skincare just because they do have a higher standard and they have FDA approvals that they have to go through. They have clinical studies that they have to go through, and there's just a higher standard for them. So many people, as you guys know, can put products out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even though it is good ingredients, you read on the ingredient list, the formulation is very important. Mm-hmm. And it's not regulated. And so you really want to have that insurance from a company that's reputable that have to go by these guidelines. Mm-hmm. And so I am very drawn to that. Also, I know we had talked about it. Korean skincare is huge. This is where it all started. Mm-hmm. BB cream, face masks, all of the products that we love. It all starts in Seoul, Korea. Mm-hmm. And so this is the EPA for skincare. And I worked for Dr. Kraffert, who actually has a Korean skincare line, Amarte. And I got to learn so much about Korean skincare, and it's pretty phenomenal.
What would you say is the difference between Korean skincare and its regimen and its ingredients versus, I mean, what would, you know, because we do hear a lot about Korean skincare, and it's like, okay, well, what makes it Korean skincare beyond the fact that it's just from
their
Korea?
Their history. They were the first. I mean, they have the first documented skincare in history. And so they take it very seriously. Mm-hmm. They take skin very seriously. Mm-hmm. And
so do you think they're just using higher grade ingredients?
I don't know. They're just connected. It's like their ingredients are not necessarily stronger. They're actually the opposite of that, but they're very effective and calming on your skin. Like melatonin is very healing. Arbutin is very good for brown spots. They use a lot of that. The sheet mask, they're just innovative. They're they're just the, you know, where every other trend comes from.
Yeah, and it seems like they're always Korean coming skincare. Up with something new, too.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not
like
skincare. I like
to try some new stuff from there. I'm just like, for fun. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All of our trends really do
what
start from
there.
What is
your favorite Korean skincare product?
Ooh, favorite Korean skincare product.
Like, what is your go-to?
There is so much. I've learned so much about their skincare, but I'm now getting into their makeup. And if you guys... Yes. And the cost is so... effective. It's very cost effective. I don't like to say cheap, but anyone can afford it. It's pretty phenomenal, and it's beautiful. You guys should check it out for sure.
What are the companies that you like?
There's so many. I don't even.
It's too hard. Yeah. Do you have a particular regimen that you follow on a daily basis that you're just like, listen, if there's nothing else that can hard on you. This is what I do at home, ladies. This is what you can do for yourself.
I have a video on it if you want to check it
out.
Skincare routine, but I do get
right now my watch list.
Okay, I know. Thank you. I get so many products. Okay, so this is actually another thing. So many skincare lines send me so many things.
Sure, of course they do.
And as the manager at a medical spa, that was part of my job is to try the best skincare lines in the world. Mm. That was a part of my job description.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
And so
I know.
It's a dream. And so I've tried so many different skincare lines. So I'm always kind of switching it out, but I, you know, stick to definitely a 6-product skincare routine morning and night at least.
And what are those?
Cleanser. I love a toner, a serum, vitamin C. Everyone should be on a vitamin C. I do a moisturizer. I do a sunscreen. And I do an eye corrector that has a pigment in it, and then it also has a sunscreen and a treatment. At night, cleanse, tone, serums, multiple serums.
Multiple serums,
retinol, hyaluronic acid.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. A little bit of everything.
Yep. Yep.
Well, retinol's a girl's best friend.
Everyone needs to be on a retinol.
Yeah. Okay. We need to expand on that. Neck I'm like, chest. I'm hearing all this, and I don't understand what they all are.
Neck and chest, girl.
Neck and chest. Preventative.
Titties. Hands. I'm really particular about my hands. Oh my
god. Good. That's so good.
Yeah, hands. That's a good. Well, we're going on our last commercial break. See, girl talk is in effect now, girls. Y'all. But yeah, I'd like to get to know more about that in the last segment too. Especially like your own you know, personal care, not just skin.
But well, yeah, I think women want to know just like the average woman is just like, well, what do you do?
Especially if you see Kelsey too, then you'll be like, well I want to know what you're
doing. I want to know what you're doing, girl.
Disney princess.
That's all we have to say about that. Did we, just want to give another last shout out. Did we stop right there? Okay. Yeah. thank you, Dana Grant with Master Intuitive Life Coach, Sarah Marie Spectrum, our in-house unicorn. Unleash your dreams, own your imagination, SarahMarieSpectrum.com or Sarah Marie Spectrum on Instagram. To Max Malari with World Financial Group, Life and Health Insurance Agent. Boheme Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. And to Reliefs Trading, plant medicine that works naturally and affordably, well known for their signature deep freeze pain relief. Now that I think about it, I know Max is not a woman, but we should probably get him in here as a sponsor.
Right?
One of these days.
Max,
if you're listening. I'm going to hit you up. Okay, we'll be right back, you guys. Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM. We are the Women of Vision Show. We are here with the modern esthetician. Mm-hmm. Woo! Woo! So we were curious more about, like, your personal care, like, what stuff you are using. I know you have a video, so we don't have to get, like, a whole breakdown. You all go look it up.
You all. And we need that video, too, by the way.
Yeah. I added it to my watch on YouTube, so when I get home.
It's happening.
Oh, yes. We were curious more about, like, what do you do for, like, self-care and stuff like that?
Oh, my gosh. I am so big into self-care. I feel like it's so important. Everything stems in my life from self-care because, I mean, we really can't give to anyone unless we're mm-hmm. giving to ourselves. And I just know that as mm-hmm. truth, truly. And so I make sure to always do my skincare. There are four basics that everyone should really be mindful of if they're wanting to incorporate skincare into their routine. It's obviously a sunscreen. You have to be very diligent. Being in Reading, we're the second city, sunniest city in mm-hmm. the nation, so we have to be very conscious even on
winter.
Cloudy days.
Absolutely.
Even
every
inside, if you have windows.
Day.
I know it sounds like
it's the truth,
it's
though.
It's the truth.
Every
so
much.
Single
clouds
day.
Clouds reflect so much light. Like, yeah. people always want to cancel photos after me. I'm like, no. It's like the best light. It's like
beautiful.
A diffuser, and it's bright, and it's literally more effective than it was bright and sunny out.
It's there. Yeah. So you have to protect your skin. And then an antioxidant that helps with free radical damage that the environment that the sun causes. And
that would be like your, what you were
antioxidant,
saying.
Antioxidant, like a vitamin,
vitamin C. Your vitamin
yes.
C serum.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm literally
C.
taking notes.
That is really, really important, especially in the summer in mm-hmm. Reading and mm-hmm. during the day. So sunscreen and vitamin C in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then at night, it's really good to have a growth factor. If you're like 40 or above, that's going to help strengthen your collagen. And then a retinol.
Mm-hmm.
People are very scared about retinol or very apprehensive. They can be. I've seen it so many times because doctors, when it first started, put people on really high strengths and it just wrecked their skin.
Yeah.
And so they think that they can't use it.
Right.
But
mm.
You can.
You can use it.
There's so many different formulations that can work for you now these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, my morning moisturizer is sunscreen and retinol.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The sun actually makes it a little bit less effective, but it's still, if you're more diligent in the morning, it's still better than not getting it.
And so, like, I've been using SPF 30 on my face for over 20 years.
I can tell.
Gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
She has good skin.
Beautiful.
Snow White. Latina.
Yeah. It's the
in her.
I know. I was like, black don't crack, but I'm not black. It's like brown don't. Frown? I don't know. No, I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
But no, but honestly though, I think like SPF 30 is huge. So ladies, put down the 15. The 15 does not work.
Nothing under a 30.
Uh-huh.
And don't rely on the SPF in your makeup. Just know that that's the cherry on top.
That's right.
Do a true sunscreen
because it is
a moisturizer with added sunscreen. They don't have to pass any clinical studies.
Yep.
And so they can, you know, have anything in there really.
And neck and chest ladies, neck and chest.
And hands.
What do you mean
and
by hands? Neck, chest,
décolleté.
Oh my gosh.
This. You will see.
This starts to
do
this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I literally don't do any of this except for the sunscreen one.
Well, that's the most
important,
truly.
You
want
to put your sunscreen, like,
yes.
And even then, I get like, oh, I got to do this. Okay.
Every day.
You'll
thank yourself in 20 years.
It's just as important as brushing your teeth, y'all. It's just as important.
It is.
Thank you. And I love the sun, too, especially in the summertime.
Well, if you're a sun lover, then you definitely want to. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So keeping a clean face, mm-hmm. our sunscreen in the morning, mm-hmm. our vitamin C serums in the morning, and then in evening, again, washing the face and our retinol.
Yes, and a good tip for retinol, actually, is putting a good moisturizer on first and then a pea-sized amount of retinol on top of that. It does not change the efficiency on your skin. It just helps subside any kind of irritation associated with it because a lot of times we don't wear the retinol because it makes your makeup flake, but you can put moisturizer first and then just a little bit amount.
Yeah.
A lot of people were wanting results fast, so we mm-hmm. use too much of it, and that's not benefiting you. You're going to flake out and then not use it, and that's not good.
Yeah, right.
A little bit goes a long way.
I get so overwhelmed because, like you said, there's so much product.
There's so many.
And mm-hmm. like I was telling you earlier, my skin is the type, like, don't like any product.
Yeah.
So I kind of gave up.
Yeah.
On my journey.
Well, you can
to
be very,
skincare.
Very simple. Just doing incorporating a retinol and antioxidant would be
But, like, how do
you
sift through the the products, you know, like you said, you used to, they used to mail you and you would go through all these products. But
yeah,
how
it's
do
more
you
about
through
brand
that?
Reputation mm-hmm. and knowing that they're a good, reputable brand and mm-hmm. seeing an esthetician yourself so
yeah.
that she can mm-hmm. help customize something. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know me, I can definitely help you, so mm-hmm. you're good. But if you don't know or have that,
yeah.
seeing an esthetician even one or two times just to get yourself started. And then if you don't, if you can't afford it, just seeing her every year just to keep updated
because yeah.
your skin changes
yeah.
with season.
Yeah.
Your skin changes too.
Absolutely.
And so just keeping that, getting that connection with an esthetician that you trust
yeah.
can really help your journey.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to call
you. I will help. She's like a well of knowledge.
I know.
Like,
I love it. We're
love
all
going to
be that much prettier when we're done.
Tell me everything. I'll send you some recommendations.
So this is what people were doing to you when you had that YouTube then, and you were just like,
it's so much.
I'm just going to create a program.
Up. Oh, I could talk about it all day. I
me
love
too.
This. Yeah.
What
too.
Was the best? I'm just curious, like, because we all have our stories, like, growing up when we're, like, little girls. What was the best, like, skincare advice you ever got growing up before you were an esthetician?
Oh, you know, I really didn't get any. That's why I feel like I was really drawn to this industry, because when my mom would take us to the store when we were little and say, you can pick anything you want, I would always go to the skin, like, skin products. And
not
be
makeup?
Very drawn. No, skincare potions.
Wow.
It was magical to me.
Yeah.
It was magical to me. And so I was destined for this, you know, truly. Follow your passion, ladies, because success will follow.
Yes.
Truly.
She yeah,
I believe
Excalibur.
That.
Huh?
She's not Excalibur. She's female Arthur. It's happening.
So if you had, like, I mean, I'm sure being a coach and mentor now, like, if you had, like, I don't know, one or two to three things you were going to say to somebody new starting out into this business in the mm-hmm. world of esthetician.
Good job.
Like, what would you tell them? Like,
definitely find what you're drawn to. Mm. Niche it out. I mean, you can learn when you're in school everything, so you're a well-rounded esthetician, but what are you drawn to the most?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can make a lot of money if you become the best at that thing that you love. And it doesn't mean that you can't not do everything else eventually, but become the very best at, like, lashes or skincare mm. or waxing or micro blading. That is where you're going to make a lot of money and create a lot of freedom for yourself. And then once,
and I would imagine happiness, right? Because
correct.
You really focus in on the thing that
you're making an impact.
Yeah,
because you really get
to
help
most.
Women and men
yeah.
feel beautiful in their
yeah.
skin and whatever your craft is.
Yeah.
And so that's fulfilling. You're
yeah.
making an impact
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and making a lot of money too.
And that's never
and
a
that's
bad thing.
Great.
And that's never a bad thing.
No, ma'am.
No. And you were going to say something else? Was there a third one?
What was the third? Oh, for the advice?
Yeah.
Just continue, always be a student, truly always be a student. This industry is constantly evolving
mm-hmm.
and changing and growing, and always go to classes and continue your education and read books and, you know, reach out to other estheticians in the industry, because our field is growing and there's a lot of inspiration out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the community.
Do you mm-hmm. go to, like, these, like, conventions
oh, yeah.
or things like that?
It's so funny because it's very niched out, and it was, like, I was so well known when I went there. It was like, oh, okay. Thank you.
Oh, cool.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Me from Reading. Thank
I know.
You.
You I
know
love
me.
That's awesome.
That's really very cool.
Awesome. Where's your favorite? Which one's your favorite one?
Oh, I loved Chicago. That was really amazing.
What's the name of that convention?
There were so many. It was the ICE.
Oh, that's the one that
yeah.
I couldn't say. But
I actually forget it all the time, too,
yeah.
so it's okay. But they're a really amazing company that they help. And going to those two in Vegas, that's a close one for us, that they have a lot of trainings and extra mentorship there,
mm-hmm.
too.
I think in any area of business, the more that you make a point to continue your education and
mm-hmm.
not allow yourself mm-hmm. to just kind of get complacent and
stagnant
and uninspired.
That's where that happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's so important. And I think it's hard too, because sometimes people do kind of feel like, well, I'm comfortable in the space where I am. I'm good at what I'm doing and it's fine.
But then you're not happy.
But then you're not happy
your
and you're not excited anymore.
To like
yeah.
grow and
totally.
Take it to that next level.
Totally.
Your clients.
Yeah, exactly. absolutely. And then, you know, when you do kind of find yourself in that space of just being flat, well, sorry, but then the door is going to open for everybody else that's going to come in and go, I want to be innovative and I want to think outside the box. And so I think no matter what industry you're in, I think continued education in that field is so important.
Yes.
So important. Yeah. Because then you have more to offer to your clients and then you feel hopefully more fulfilled.
Absolutely. Totally. You come to work excited every day.
Because you're like, oh, I've
got
this new
huge
thing that I can
That's
show
nothing
people.
Nothing money can buy.
Yeah.
So, Kelsey, we're wrapping up. Where can our listeners find you? Your Instagram, YouTube, website.
Yes. The Modern Esthetician for YouTube and Instagram, and then modernesthetician.com for my website.
Simple, you guys.
That's me.
Yeah, sounds cool. Any upcoming? Oh, actually, next week we're not going to be here. I'm going to tell our producer soon.
It's election night. There's this thing going on next week. I don't know if you guys know.
I think anyone's going to be listening
to us. We turned in a lot of paper for it. A lot of paper.
So we'll see you 2 weeks from now.
So next week we'll be re-airing our
Black Lives Matter
Black Lives Matter episode. So that's worth listening to maybe when you have a moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're not voting, but you should be voting, people.
Well, and you should be watching. You should be watching the elections, you guys. Oh. Yeah.
All right, you guys. Women of Vision show here at KCNR 96.5 FM. Thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you.
You guys are amazing.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.